Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. This is episode 17, and we're titling this Retirement Plans. Previously, on episode 16, we talked about 7 tips that can help us get better at money management, better with our finances and things of that nature. And in those 7 steps, one of them we talked about saving for retirement. I had a number of you reach out about some of the things that we discussed in that step, and just had a few other additional questions to go with that. So, yeah, we just decided to do a whole episode on retirement plans just to kind of help those of us out there who don't understand get a little better understanding and hopefully start adding money to our retirement, start setting up a plan and getting better prepared for our futures. The first thing that we're going to discuss is 401k. That's 401k plan. It's an investment account that's offered from employers to their employees for them to save for retirement. And with this, employees can choose a set amount from their check or their salary, whether it be a percentage or $100 or whatever the case may be. They can choose an amount that will be invested into things like mutual funds, stocks, and bonds, or whatever the case may be. Anyways, the point of a 401k is that your investment will grow over time. That money will build up. So by the time you reach retirement age, hopefully you have a pretty good amount that you can use to help you live more comfortably during your retirement. With a 401k, employers, they typically contribute to things that, or contribute to the amounts that you add to your 401k. Of course, this varies from company to company, but the contributions are usually called like employee match or matching contributions, but it's capped at about 6% of your salary, and it's at 50% as far as contributions. That's how a lot of 401ks work, and by that I mean, so 6% of your salary, I'm thinking about fitness and all that, but anyways, 6% of your salary is kind of the cap, the ceiling, the most that they will contribute to your 401k, and they'll match up to, a lot of them match up to 50%. So if you say that you're going to put $100 a check into your 401k, then employers typically will add $50 to that. So that's a good way and a quick way for your money to build up over time, especially with it being invested into a number of different things. So that's actually one of the benefits of a 401k, is having your employer contribute, and then on top of that you get compound interest and other tax related incentives. But yeah, so once you start putting your money aside, you know, it starts building. Then once you reach the retirement age, typically it's about 59 and a half. At 59 and a half, you can withdraw from your 401k penalty free. But, you know, things come up. Sometimes you can't wait to 59 and a half. To me, that actually kind of seems like a long time, even though it'll more than likely be here before I know it. But waiting another 26 years, I don't know. You know, think anything could happen in the next 26 years to where I may have to draw on my 401k early. If that happens, if you do have to draw on your 401k ahead of time, then you typically will get, well, I'm not going to say typically, more likely you're going to get a 10% tax penalty on that. Now, this is where the typically comes into play. You can sometimes get an exception or a waiver of that penalty based off of certain medical expenses that you may face. So sometimes you can get around that 10% penalty, but if you're just trying to take that money out to maybe invest in something else or whatever, you're going to get hit with that 10% hickey. You can also, with your 401k, take out a loan against it. Sometimes the interest rates may be a little higher, but for the most part, you know, it's just like any other loan. Your 401k is more or less the collateral for the loan. You get the loan, you pay it back, and keep on rocking with your 401k. So that's about briefly a quick little rundown of how a 401k works. It's one of the, to me, one of the easiest plans to get into. You kind of, especially if your employer offers that, you can go talk to your HR or whoever's in charge and let them know, hey, I want to do I want to get in the 401k plan. And they have all your information because you work there, and yeah, they can get it entered. You tell them how much you want to take out to contribute to that, and you can start saving, start getting that money stacked up for whenever you reach 59 and a half, or whenever you get to a retirement term. You know, some places you may not have to stay or work until 59 and a half if you have so many years with the organization or in that field. So yeah, that's 401k in a nutshell. Another thing that we talked about during that episode and under that step was 403b. Again, that's 403b plan. And with this is almost identical to a 401k. The main and I'll just say the main difference with this is that it's geared more towards public schools and nonprofits. But like the 401k, 403b can also be invested into a number of different things. Those are limited to mutual funds or an annuity. So you don't get as many options as you do with a 401k, like stocks and bonds, but you do get mutual funds and annuities. So that's good to still have your money being invested into something else. Now, when it comes to your employer with a 403b plan, I almost said 401k, with a 403b plan, your employer can make contributions a lot like with the 401k. They have like employee matching and other types of ways that they contribute. But of course, you know, that varies from organization or company to company, you know. But these plans, 403b, are specific to certain types of organizations and employees, which is public schools, public colleges and universities, corporate hospital service organizations, 501c3 tax-exempt organizations, and churches. So if you're employed at any of these places and you're thinking about getting your money put aside towards your retirement, you know, get with your admin or HR and let them know, hey, I want to do a 403b plan, and you know, start letting your money stack up. Of course, with this, like many of the other plans, all employees have the same opportunity, but with a 403b, you have to meet certain criteria or you can't participate in this plan. And some of those things is like You can't contribute less than $200 a year. You can't participate in another plan. So if you already have a 401k, you can't do a 403b. And you can't work less than 20 hours. Those will not allow you to participate in a 403b. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty much just like a 401k as far as employee matching, how the contributions are made, and the ease at signing up for it. One of the other plans that we talked about was IRAs. Now with IRAs, you may notice I'm enunciating those. It's hard for me to say IRAs. I don't know what the deal is, but anyways, with an IRA, they are also pretty similar to a 401k as well as a 403b. The differences with this is an IRA is funded by the account holder. There's no employer involved. You don't have to work anywhere to start an IRA. It is strictly on an individual basis. What's put in there, there's no employee match or employer matching or anything like that. What you put in there is what you're getting. That in turn, though, can be invested into a number of different things like 401ks, that how they invest in stocks and bonds, mutual funds, and also CDs. So you get you an IRA, these can be invested into those things there. Again, as far as an employer goes, employers are not typically associated with an IRA plan just because it's opened individually and it's funded individually by the account holder through deposits and contributions. But IRAs, they do come in, I guess, all shapes and sizes. There's multiple IRAs that you can get. There are three main types of IRAs, though. You have the traditional IRA, the Roth the Roth IRA, or the rollover IRA. And with the traditional IRA, of course, you get certain tax benefits, but contributions are made, or usually made, with pre-tax dollars. And they can sometimes, of course, be tax deductible, but this depends on your income and, this depends on your income and filing status. But typically, account holders pay income tax on withdrawals when they reach the retirement age of 59 and a half. And then with this traditional IRA, like the 401k, you get that 10% pre-tax. 10% penalty if you withdraw before 59 and a half. You get that pre-tax, you're getting hit with those pre-tax dollars, you know, that's coming from your gross, so that when you do withdraw, you know, they're going to get their tax money. That's just the way, the world that we live in, no matter what, they're going to get them tax dollars. So when you withdraw, you're typically going to be hit with a income tax on your withdrawals. So, that's traditional IRA. Now with Roth IRA, contributions are made after tax dollars, and these contributions aren't usually tax deductible. And this also may come with some additional eligibility requirements, such as like your income and tax filing, of course. But distributions, including, you know, your account growth, what your money's making over a month or whatever, distributions claimed after 59 and a half are typically both tax and penalty free. So that's one good thing about a Roth IRA. It's your money's already been taxed, so they're not going to hit you again. Now, with a rollover IRA, this is more or less moving from one retirement plan to an IRA. So, and majority of the time it's from a 401k. So if you have a 401k and for some reason the place you work at no longer does a 401k, or if you no longer work at that place, then you can roll it over into an IRA, and the funds are just pretty much transferred over from traditional 401k to a traditional IRA. And this typically doesn't come with any penalties or tax. But yeah, that's your retirement plans in a nutshell. Those are just kind of some of your options that, you know, if you decide to, or you, after listening to this, you know, hey, I want to start contributing to my retirement, because believe you me, if you're around my age, I don't think like Social Security, Medicare, or things of that, I don't really see that being a big help once we reach retirement age. So if you can start getting money set aside and start preparing for your future, these are very good ways to start doing that. Especially if you work at a job that offers 401k, I would definitely jump on that. Take advantage of those employer contributions or employer matches. That way, you know, your money can build up even faster over time. So, yeah, the three things that we talked about today, 401k, 403b, and IRAs, look into those. If you don't have one, I did a survey before this episode on my Instagram account, and out of about 60 of my listeners that answered the survey, 75% do not have any type of retirement plan or any type of any idea of what they're going to do when they get to retirement age. So hopefully you guys find this helpful. Hopefully, you know, you reach out to your employers on some of these plans to go ahead and get started, because, I mean, it's going to get here before we know it. So go ahead and start letting that money stack up and build so that you can retire comfortably. You know, there's a lot of people in this world that once they retire still have to end up finding another job because the retirement or Social Security or whatever the case may be is not enough to live on. And cost of living is constantly going up. It's going to continue to go up. So, yeah, definitely jump on this. But I'll leave you guys how I always leave, man. If you found this helpful, if you think this may help someone else, please like, share, subscribe, pass it on. If you got any questions, comments, whatever the case may be, shoot me an email at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. Or you can check me out on IG at msgpod. But yeah, man, that's retirement plans, and I will catch you guys next episode.